Praise the Lord. Radio. And good morning to all of you who are on the Blog Talk. Amen. Join us on here with the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. We are just coming together to give God glory. I was just saying that's what the enemy doesn't want us to do. He doesn't want us to come together. He doesn't want us to praise God. Check it out. Check the history out. I believe in the 12th chapter of Revelation, he's been trying to separate God's people for eras, for centuries. He doesn't want them to get together because he knows the word. One can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. What if 12 million, 15 million come together, 100 million come together? What? My God. Oh, my God. Do you see why he would be trying to divide God's people and keep us apart? Because he knows that together we stand and divided we fall. And together we can just put so many demons to flight. I tell you, it's wonderful to see God's people holding hands and shouting. Some time ago, a few years ago, he laid on my heart to really join in what we called, I don't remember what we called it, but we had men all around the lake. Amen. Yeah. Come together. I think we call it Come Together, Big 11. And we had men all the way around the lake holding hands like a chain link, and they were praying all around the lake. That day, the devil tried to send rain. I don't really believe the Lord was trying to rain us out. I think the enemy was trying to rain it out because he didn't like it. See, that's what he's been trying to do from the beginning. To separate God's people and keep them from praying together, because he knows the power of prayer will change things. Yeah, and that's why this prayer line is changing lives all over the world, because the power of prayer, God has used it. And that day we prayed, and then we'll forget it, just to prove that God was in it and the prayer would change things. It looked like it was going to rain. We had all this power equipment out there for sound. And if it had rained, it probably would have shorted it out. I don't know. But I never forget. We joined hands and prayed that God would hold the rain back. And the sun came out. The rain was held back. And the moment the people who had furnished the sound system got the sound system in their truck and covered with canvas and with plastic. As soon as they got it under there and began to drive off, the rain fell everywhere. God held back the rain, and prayer changed things. Oh, I believe prayer on this prayer line has changed so many things. I believe cancers have been healed. I believe diabetes has been healed. I believe carpal tunnel has been healed. I believe acid reflux has been healed. Oh, I believe back pain. I know it has been healed because my mother, when she came out, and she had back problems, back trouble. I haven't heard her complaining about back pain in a while. I believe the Lord has touched her. So many other things, knee pains. And all kinds of, I can just keep on naming, but when God is bringing multitudinous miracles, everybody in the multitude is getting healed. And we thank him for it. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you. What a wonderful privilege it is to come before you and just speak with you. To come as humbly as I can. Oh, my God. Because I know I'm speaking with the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. I know that I'm speaking with the only true and living God. Oh, God, we praise you. We thank you. We appreciate you. We adore you. We give you all the glory and all the praise and all the adoration. What a wonderful time it is to come before you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this hour. Thank you for your phenomenal and ultra awesome blessings. You are so, so wonderful. Oh God, we praise you. We glory in you. Nobody like you. Nobody like you. And God, we ask for anything that we've done wrong, we ask that you forgive it. In the name of Jesus, all the sins of omission, all the sins of commission, everything, Lord, just help us in the name of Jesus. And bless us, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Now, bless us for our line today. Every participant, bless them in a phenomenal way. And give victory in every aspect, we pray. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we love you, and thank you for all things. Now, let the Holy Ghost take over the line. The Holy Ghost is real. A lot of people don't even know it, but he is so real. Let him take over and make it off the chain. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We give you glory and adoration. Thank God for it. And in Jesus' name, we pray, and for the glory of God. Not only in the name of Jesus do we pray, but we pray for the glory of God to be revealed. And take none of your glory and give it all to you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you. Are y'all awake this morning? Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Oh, my God. Can y'all, do y'all have the activities of your limbs? Amen. Stretch a little bit. See, hands moving, legs, everything moving right. All right, if you do, the Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. If you've got breath, now yes. I understand if you don't have it, but if you're sitting there with breath, God is checking you out, how you're treating it. Amen. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Why don't you open your mouth if you can speak? Amen. And let's give him praise now. This is a praise check. To see what level your praise is on. And I'm shouting now. Praise check, everybody. God bless you.
Thank
give me praise,
Lord.
Everybody. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So good, so kind, so wonderful. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We appreciate you. Thank you. Give you glory. Give you honor and adoration. Give you praise. God is so beautiful. Thank you. How beautiful the feet of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Give him some more praise, y'all. Don't just give him one. Come on. Come on. Praise him. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. You're so perfect. Lord, we praise the Holy Name. We give you the glory. We give you all the glory and the praise. Yes, glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, praise the Lord. Amen. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. We do thank God for you and all of you. Good morning to you and everybody. Hey, this is a Monday morning. Y'all, I want to commend y'all. Y'all are doing really good. This is a Monday morning, and I appreciate all of your praises going up to the Lord. Amen. It's so wonderful. My God. All of the praise. All Brother Rivers sings that song. All the glory, the honor, and the praise is on thee. They belong to God. I tell you, and thank God for you. All the praises, the honor, the glory, glory, and honor, all they belong to God. God bless you. All right, this is a wonderful day. So wonderful. I'm going to ask for a station identification early here. And we're going to get you into the wisdom seminar and see what God has for you. All right, then we have a station identification. It's so, Pastor Hagin, if you hear us, amen. We appreciate you bringing us that station identification.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless. Good morning. Yes. Chief, we thank God for you. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We do honor our Chief International Ambassador, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of this ministry. Thank God for Mother Adelaide Johnson, Mother to the Nations. Thank God, amen, for all of our ambassadors and the ambassadors-elect. Glory be to God. Thank God, amen, for my pastor, our Dr. Ambassador, Dr. Bishop Hagin. Thank God, amen, for each and every one of you. Wherever you're from, we give God praise, and we're just so glad to have all your part. And yes, we are excited about what the Lord is doing here, amen, and we are broadcasting live from NPA, nparadio.com, on Blog Talk Radio, 347-934-0207. Hallelujah, that's our call number. We are here live at the studio. You can call. Hallelujah, glory be to God, and we, glory be to God, can be heard all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Brazil, China, Italy, my God, you name it, all over the world. And to God be the glory. We want to give God thanks for our International Chief Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. Keep on doing what you do, sir, and may God forever bless you. Back to you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I want to open up the Wisdom Seminar here with a very familiar passage. Amen. This is to greet all those all over the world in countries like Africa, India, and Russia, and Brazil, and England, and France, and all over the world who listen to you, First Fruits. Amen. And may enjoy and hear you praise God this early in the morning and giving God glory and praise. I want to take you to the 100 Psalms, the 100 Psalms. It's the Psalms of praise. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And then know that the Lord, he is God. And he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And be thankful unto him. And then bless his name. For the Lord God, and the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Short psalm. But it's a wonderful psalm. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all your lands. Amen. And then serve him with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Come in there singing. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Psalms 100. And what does that mean to you? Interpret that for me. Amen. Give me your spin on that. Amen. The Psalms 100. I know some of y'all have been looking it up while I'm reading. Amen. Amen. What would you say to help encourage people all over the world? Make a joyful noise of the Lord, all you men. Serve everyone gladness. Come before his presence with singing. And be glad you're coming before him. Amen. I'm going to open up the wisdom seminar to you that the Lord gives you something to say on that. Hey, nothing's wrong just giving praise, giving glory. Amen. Just want to see what you think about it. All right? Got anybody Any of the saints who can talk on that, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all your land. Serve him with gladness. Come before him with his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. He has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter to the gates, his gates with thanksgiving, and to his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. All right, the Lord is good. Why are you going to do this? Because the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Amen. You should have been dead 20 years ago, but he gave you mercy. And his truth endures to all generations. His word, his truth will endure. It's been here, hasn't it? Yeah. It's been here. His truth, his word has been here. It's outlasted every book in the history of the world to all generations. All right, the line is open to anybody who wants to talk on this wisdom seminar on the 100 Psalms. Who wants it first? Come on. Jump in there. Thank the God who hold up the most high banner for the Lord. Bye-bye. And then who will talk on make a joyful noise, not unto you, not unto me, but unto the Lord.
Thank God. God bless you, too. My. God bless you, Ambassador. This is Ambassador Hagen. My. When I think about that, I don't have my Bible handy, but I'm just going to talk a little and just share a bit. When I think of making a joyful noise, you know, that's the criteria that we are to come to enter into his presence. Joy, and noise. Glory be to God. It's something about a joyful noise, not an irritating noise, but a joyful noise. Let the joy, you know, come forth. Let it ring forth. I can recall on one occasion we were on a mission field, and we were trying to get a crowd to come, and looked like nobody would show up. And then all of a sudden, my pastor got this guitar that he had just learned a brand new tune the night before. And he said, "You know what? I'm just going to strum this guitar for the Lord." And he got on there and he started strumming and making a joy, and that's what it was. It was a joyful noise. Glory be to God. He turned up the amplifier and folks just started coming from all around, and they filled up that whole area because they saw this man, hallelujah, just making a joyful noise. And it's something about the noise that will attract and that will draw, especially. And then the Bible backs it up. If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Something about the noise being joyful. But an irritating noise, a sad noise, you know, it drives. Nobody want to be a part of that. But when it's a joyful noise, that's even a criteria that the Lord want to be a part of. Glory be to God, and that's a criteria that we can enter his presence. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
Beautiful. God bless you. She got us started this morning. Thank you so much. Beautiful. All right, somebody else. Somebody else who believes in making a joyful noise unto the Lord, all your lands. Anybody else? The line is open to you. Say to God. Amen. Somebody's making another noise. Well, the Bible says make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Why? Ask yourself why. What can you say for the Lord to support him? Amen. People all over the world making other kind of noises. Yeah, they're making noises for all kind of football players who have run a touchdown. They just make big noise, go crazy. And I want to let you know, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus ran the greatest touchdown that has ever been recorded in the history of the world. Do you think that he deserves us making a joyful noise for the Lord on your lands? Amen. I know he does. He's the greatest of the great. Amen. And we praise him and give him joy and give exclamation unto the Lord because of the touchdown he ran. You saved because of that touchdown. I'm saved because of it. Your mama saved. My mama saved. Your daddy saved. My daddy saved because of that touchdown. And I think we ought to make a joyful noise. That's why the Lord showed me this vision, the stadium full, and people were going, I mean, they were making a joyful noise like never before unto the Lord. All the people from all over the country, all ye lands, England, from Russia, from India, from Africa, all ye lands, from Germany, and from Sweden, and from France, and I just keep naming, but all ye lands, yeah, making joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, yeah. It's going to be glorious when all the lands of the world come together and every knee starts bowing to God. I can see it in my mind now. God reveals himself and they got to bow because they would kill him to stand there. His glory is so magnificent. If the sun can't stand to see the sun shine, the S-O-N shine, then how you figure we're going to be able to stand before him? His glory lights up the city. Amen. All right. Anybody else? Come on, give us a spell on this. Go ahead, Mother Johnson.
Well, I'm just thankful to God that he allowed me to make a joyful noise.
Yes.
I don't always that I make a joyful noise because I'm kind of quiet, but I thank him because it had not been for him, I wouldn't be here to make a joyful noise. And I just thank and praise God for his goodness and his mercy. I just thank him every chance that I can get because God is good and his mercy is endures forever. And I just love the Lord with all my heart and all my soul, all my mind, all my body. Everything I have belongs to him. And I do give him thanks for what he's been to me and where he brought me from. And I just thank him. I can't thank him enough. If I had 10,000 tongues, I would thank him. I couldn't thank him with enough. But I just thank him. You know, I just thank him so much because he's so good and so kind. He brought me a long way and he kept me.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
And I go look and come home and I lay down and I get up. He gives me strength. I just can't thank him enough. So God is good. God is good all the time. And I just thank him.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know what? When I was saying make a joyful noise unto the Lord, you came in with that, you know, what you normally say. Amen. And that was a joyful noise right there. Yeah, that was a joyful noise. Thank God for you. All right. Anybody else?
Hey, Andy. Morning. Pastor Lake Johnson in Texas.
Uh-huh. God bless you.
Good morning. God bless you and everyone else on the line. I was just thinking about this word, and it tells for the ones that are not used to being in the church or not used to fellowshipping. We come together, and we let you know that we're not going to be quiet. If you read the word of God, you can expect to hear some noise. So we don't come and just sit and fold our arms and be quiet, but we make joyful noise. And not just playing around and not cooing with a baby or whatever unseemly noise that you might wonder. But no, it's a joyful noise unto the Lord, all your lands. That means everybody that comes. And why do we come also? We come to serve him. We have a servitude on our mind. We're thinking about him and what he has done for us. And that's why we're happy when we're serving him. And we come to the Lord in gladness, come before him with in his presence with singing. That's the noise that we come making. It's singing. So then, you know, we go right on thinking about the fact and know ye that the Lord, he is God. So we have it in our thoughts and our minds on who he is. And that he that made us and not ourselves. So that's why we're giving him reverence. That's why we're being glad about it. That's why we're singing about it. And not only are we just going to stay at home and feel this way, but we're coming together, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. We're coming in together. Forsake not to assemble yourself together as some. Some people want to sit at home and just watch TV. That's for those that cannot come. But those that can come, we need to come. Come together. Iron sharpens iron. Letting you know, I'm telling you what he's done for me. You're going to tell me what he's done for you. And then knowing that the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. For his truth endures to all generations. That means we pass it down. We let our children know this is what we're doing and this is what's going to take place when you come. And they're going to pass it on down to their children and children's children. We're not going to stop with just us, but we're going to pass it down. So, you know, this is this scripture. Just let everybody know this is what we do. This is who we are. We make joyful noise. We serve him. We sing. We just recognize him. We acknowledge him. We come together, and we know that he is good.
Now, let me make sure I got that right. This is Sister Johnson in Texas.
Yes, sir.
My God. You know, you have helped people all over the world here because one of the things they truly believe in is that in that generation, passing things down to their children and their children's children and their children's children's children. I tell you. We suggested to them that we ought to pass this joy about the Lord on down to all generations. My, my, my. Thank you so much. Beautiful, beautiful. Amen. Is there anybody else who wants to say a word here this morning? My God. God is blessing. Anybody else want to say a word to the Lord here? Go ahead, jump in there.
This is Renee McKnight from San Angelo, Texas.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody on the prayer line. And God's still working on me. I'm a very quiet person, but I'm gonna get loud. I mean, I am. He's still working on me, and I'm gonna succeed. I might be right now, but I'm gonna see the sun.
Yes, you are.
God's gonna open doors for me. I mean, he's already done a lot for me. I mean, I woke up this morning, I'm breathing.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And thank you, Jesus.
Everybody on the prayer line, it's nice to see, you know, hear y'all's voices. And I hope everybody has a great day. And God bless y'all all.
God bless you. Thank you so much for that. What a wonderful blessing. All right. I can take maybe one more, maybe two more. If you're there and you want to say something, good morning to you.
Doesn't it beautiful?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank God. I thank God. And Rose Town is your church. And I think I tell some friends with me the other day, and I thank you. For God is good, and I thank you for the prayer.
And you're welcome.
I thank you. He says things that you do don't sound like they mean sense. There's a lot of things that don't make sense that you do. It's good, but body and soul. I thank you.
I really think you're a prayer because God did work. Yeah, I'm not sure if this is a church. And something like that, I did that a long time. I thank you. You're welcome. God bless you. You are welcome. Thank you so much. I'm going to take that as a joyful noise, not what the Lord did for you. All right. Anybody else? We can take one more. Talk about his goodness. Anybody else? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Come before his presence with singing. Anybody else? Know ye to the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sister Cobb in Texas.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. Good morning to you.
I want to thank the Lord for my friend Renee McKnight making that joyful noise. I had given her the number for the prayer line, and it just fills me up for her to be on the prayer line. But making a joyful noise to the Lord, oh my goodness, that is what I do. Because if you're happy, you're glad. You're glad for the Father that has given you everything. And it's just, it's so good to make a joyful noise. And my mind keep going back to that minister that preach, thank him in the morning and thank him in the evening. But I'm going to disobey him and do what God say do and do what this prayer line is all about. And say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, all during the day. And it just makes me happy in my soul. Well, y'all just continue praying for me. God is too good to give him two thank yous a day. Oh, my goodness, that's just terrible. But we on this prayer line know that we can give him billion praises all over this world, and I just thank God for everybody, and God bless y'all.
That was good. Thank you. Thank you so much. You hear the joy in your voice. Amen. Thank you. The Lord bless you and keep you. I close this portion of this prayer line this morning. Not the prayer line, but this portion. I'm glad a testimony that I've told many times, and I hear it this morning again, about when I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, why aren't the saints, why aren't they making, they used to do all the shabbat unto you and making a lot of noise for you everywhere. But I noticed that the enemy is trying to close them down everywhere. And why won't they open their mouths, Lord, and give him thanks and praise like never before? Even on the prayer line, many days when we ask you to open your mouth and do a praise check, sometimes it's difficult to get the saints of the Most High God to open their mouths and give God praise like that and make that joyful noise unto him. I asked the Lord about it. And the Lord didn't answer me right then. About 2 weeks later, he came to me in a vision and answered. It was like an angel came and got me and took me to a high hill or whether the mountain. I don't know which one it was, but I know it was high. And I didn't look over the hill, but I could hear voices down in the valley over that hill. And the voice, the Holy Ghost in me, said that was the voice of the devil. And I heard him telling his demons, must have been thousands of demons down there, and he was talking, and he was saying, whatever you do, don't let the saints of God open their mouths and give God that glorious praise. Don't do it. Don't let them open their mouths and praise God like that. And I heard demons start asking questions they were saying to me. Well, devil, what about if they raise their hand? He said, I don't like it, but I'll permit that. Like he was in charge. And then another demon said, well, what if they run around the church one or two times? I don't like it, but I'll permit that. And then another demon said, well, what if they do that holy dance and they shout all over the church? I don't like it, but I'll permit that. Just don't let them open their mouths. Don't let them do it and give God that glorious praise. Don't do it. And I heard another demon say to the devil, say, why, devil, but why? Why can't we let them open their mouths? And then I heard the devil say, because every time the saints of God open their mouths and give God that glorious praise, it makes me lose my power. See, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye saints. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, is he that made you and gave you the ability to make that joyful noise. If not, we ourselves, we didn't do it. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter, as we enter each morning, enter into his gates with thanksgiving thankful because your name wasn't on the list. A lot of people went in last night. And into his courts with praise. There was a lot of weeping and sobbing all around the world because they lost their loved ones. Be thankful unto him. Be thankful unto him. Be thankful unto him. And bless his name. For the Lord is good. He's good to you. He's mighty good to you. All day long, he blessed you yesterday. He's mighty good to you. If you knew all the blessings he has and everything he's done for you, you wouldn't mind giving God that glorious praise. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth through all generations. I'm going to open up the line here, see if y'all can just praise him with a joyful noise for one minute, maybe two. But I'm going to shout praise check. The devil is trying his best to keep you from giving God that joyful noise. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's give him a praise check, everybody. Praise check. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Thank you.
It sounds mighty good. Mighty good. God bless all of you on the front line here today. We want to get some prayer requests. Amen. I'm going to let anybody else who wants to handle that, let your hand do it. Amen. You've been talking well. Amen. Handle those prayer requests. Prayer requests. Let me make an announcement before we do that. Yeah. I know you were wondering if we're going to do the ambassador elect to the ambassador training tonight. We will do it. Amen. Tonight we're going to do that training tonight at 7 o'clock. Anybody who desires to be a part of the ambassador program, you may join us. Amen. Be there at 7 o'clock tonight. We normally kick it off sometime maybe 2 or 3 minutes before. Just depends, but try to be there. If you're there at 7, then you're a little late. Amen. Try to be there at 6:45, 6:45. Amen. And be there as needed tonight for the ambassador-elect and ambassador training. God bless you. Who would like to get those prayer requests? Let me tell you something. It's a mighty, I never told y'all this, but it's a mighty blessing in receiving the prayer requests and praying. And God is looking and booking, watching who's concerned about other people. See, let me see if I can find this morning. That's where Job really got his miracles and got the devil for his trouble. Yeah. When he prayed for, let me see if I can find that for you over here. My God. But that's when he got his blessings, when he prayed for his friends. My God. And the Lord blessed the latter end of Job. Okay. Somebody sleep on the line. Amen. Let me see if I can find this. Let me read this. Job 42, and I'm going to start at the 8th verse. Job, the 42nd chapter. You got your Bible and the 8th verse. Attention, Zenon's charge. Okay. Therefore, take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams. Let me start a little bit before that. And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said unto Eliphaz, the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against you. You've been messing with my servant. And against the 2 friends. Y'all have been messing with Job, but he ain't done nothing to y'all. Man, he snatched all of the things he liked from him. For ye have not spoken of me, the king, that is right. And my servant Job hath. Job has been doing me right, and y'all haven't, and you've been speaking against the eighth chapter. Therefore, take unto you now seven bullocks. You're going to have to sacrifice, and seven rams, and go to my servant Job and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering. Amen. Because of how you've done it. Amen. And my servant Job shall pray for you. Yeah. For him will I accept. See, I'm going to accept his prayer, but y'all have done him so wrong until I'm not going to accept your prayer. You'll pray. Lest I deal with you after your folly. Amen. After your foolishness. And that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right. Like my servant Job. You sit around him for 7 days and didn't say nothing. And now you want to criticize him? So Eliphaz, the Temanite, and Bildad, the Shuhamite, and Zophar, the Naamathite, went and did according as the Lord commanded. They got those seven bullocks, okay? The Lord also accepted Job. In other words, he accepted Job's prayer here. And then the 10th verse here, Job 42 and 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job. He was sick unto death, but the Lord turned it. See, that's what we mean when we pray that God turn it around. Turn it around. What you're going through, what you've been through, your tests, your trials, your physical illness, captivity of Job, keeping you captive, not letting you do what you need to do. Yeah, we pray and ask God to turn that thing around. And when he prayed, there it is right there. And Job, the Lord, I'm going back to the 10th verse. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. It's right there, Job 42 and 10. The stuff that Job was going through, God looked and saw his compassion. Now you see why I'm praying, Lord, help me to be compassionate on the people. Because God looked and saw his compassion. When he prayed, the Lord gave Job. Now, here's what happened. Let me go back again. Job 42 and 10. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job, turned the stuff that he was going through around when he prayed for his friends. And then also, watch this. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. He gave him double for his trouble. Simply because he prayed for his friends. He turned his captivity around, all of that sickness, all of that trouble. He had lost all his children, everything. He left, lost everything. But God turned it around just because he prayed for his friends. That's the 10th verse in the 42nd chapter of Job. And then God said, I got a bonus for you, Job, because you prayed for your friends. In other words, the people who had done you wrong, you released it, and you were there for them, but they weren't there for you. They had you had tried to live a Lord. They sit around and just talk about you like a dog. But the Lord said, "I'm gonna give you double for your trouble, just simply because you didn't hold grudges against them. You prayed for them, and I'm gonna turn your captivity around because you thought enough." And had enough compassion to pray for him. Amen. God bless you. It's right there. Job 42:10. Start around the 6th or 7th. Read the whole chapter. Start in verse 1. And read up there, and you'll understand more of what happened to Job when he prayed for his friends. Okay, the line is open to anybody who wants to pray for your friends. Amen. Saints of God here on the line. Who would take that and offer, receive the prayer request and offer some prayer today, get some prayer for the people on the line. Line is open to you. Anybody?
Good morning, Chief. This is Ambassador Hodges. May I have the honor of taking the prayer request this morning?
You sure may. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you. Saints, thanks to all of you all that are tuned in this morning. We hope that you had a wonderful service on yesterday. However, we know there are some out there that are standing in the need of a special prayer, have requests, things that they have, want us to lift up before the Lord this morning. And we know that this is truly a line of prayer. This is a line of miracles. We still have probably about 22, 23 days left in this year. And we know our motto came in, miracles like you've never seen in 2015. So the prayer line is now open for prayer requests. Is there someone out there this morning that has a special prayer request that they want to make